Here tonight, we bless His holy name. Exalted be Your holy name, Lord. I'd like to get started right away with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I pray, Lord, that You will take over the service tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come against every void mind. I come against every wandering mind. I come against every attack of the enemy. Right now, I cast you down in Jesus' name. I come against sleepiness. I come against, Lord, right now, wanderingness. All of these things, Lord. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that Your people will understand Your words tonight. Be glorified, Lord, here in our midst. I equally pray, Lord, for everyone watching right now online, that You will touch, Lord, their hearts, that You will minister to them equally, Lord, just as everyone is here tonight. We thank You, Lord, for Your presence. And Lord, we love You. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. 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 Do we have our Bibles? Please turn with me to the book of Colossians. We're going to read Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. And once we're there, we're going to start reading verse 13. Amen? All right. All right, let's read. Colossians chapter 2. Starting in verse 13, it says, "And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses." Verse 14 says, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The title of this evening's message is Dead to the Past. Amen. I really wanted to teach tonight about something slightly different, but the Lord just would not allow me to develop the message. So here we go. I don't know if there's someone here tonight that needs to crucify the flesh, the past, or someone watching right now online, but tonight primarily we're going to talk about dying to the past. And for you, what does that mean? Now, let us not get extra religious right now. All right? I know we have plenty of scholars in here that thoroughly understand and thoroughly divide the Word of God. But let us be practical right now. What does it mean to be dead to the past? Okay. All right. Who else? Love it. You don't bring it up again. Let's be practical right now. It's buried. It's forgotten about. You don't tolerate it anymore. Right? You know, when I used to hang out amongst a certain group of people, the term, that person is dead to me, right? I'm sure you've heard it before. You know exactly what that means. Right? What does that mean? You're done with them, over with. You want nothing to do with them, right? Cut them off. Separation. Block them. Delete their number, right? They are dead to you, right? The Word of God here says that we are dead to our former selves. Now, before a person is freed from their previous life, before a person is able, I'm going to say it this way, live a new life with God, something must happen. And that is this. Something has to die. Because if not, it's just not going to work. Before a person is freed and goes on to live this new identity that they have, they are dead to their former sins. They are dead also to their sinful nature. What is a sinful nature? A potty mouth. If you once used to lie a lot, you can't be doing that anymore. If you used to steal, if you were dishonest. You understand what I'm trying to say? So, this is what the Lord wants me to share about tonight. I want to say one thing. Today is Wednesday. The theme for Wednesdays has been, as of late, the battle is already won. We fight an invisible enemy. We fight spirits. Amen? Evil spirits. Spirits that are contrary to the Spirit of God, who tries to bring everybody down. And in order for us to fight them and overcome them, there has to be a change. Because nothing is going to happen. No battle is going to be won if you're still in the same lifestyle as you were before. If you're still living the same way, if you're still thinking the same way, your old nature, your earthly nature, as the Word of God speaks. I want to show your attention right now. Bring your attention now to verse 5. Colossians 3. We're going to go from Colossians 2 now to the next chapter. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. That says this. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. What members are on the earth? Maybe you might be asking. These are your members that are on the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. How about that for starters? How about that for a list? You know, we all know what fornication is, yes? So let's just say, Pastor, I'm not involved with that. Or I'm not involved with that anymore. That was my old lifestyle. Or I have kept myself clean. I have kept myself unto the Lord. All these things, great. How about passions? Things that you are so passionate about that they take you away from the Lord. That could end up being evil desires. That could turn into uncleanness, things that are unclean. When you become greedy, covetousness, your desires are so grand that all of a sudden you start to idolize something. Sometimes it's easy for us to idolize a particular thing. Sometimes And I'm not totally speaking bad about this. Please understand where I'm coming from. You know, sometimes when you walk inside of a teenager's room and they are obsessed with Michael Jordan, you're going to see Michael Jordan posters from every four corner of the wall, all different types of posters, all different types of magazines. There are going to be things on the ceiling, right? They're going to have the Michael Jordan pajamas on, something, you know, maybe like a Chicago Bulls, I should say, right? Pajamas. Their bed sheets are all going, you see what I'm trying to say? They sort of dive into that. They want to be like that person. Now, us as adults, is there something that overly occupy our mind that we just become obsessed with? Maybe you might not dress up your entire room that way, but it might show in other ways. You know what I'm trying to say? You see, we have to put off, the sins of our old life. Things that we used to do, we cannot do anymore. Paul's imagery moved from death to life to now putting something on and taking something off. He said to put to death right now whatever belongs to the earthly nature. You see, in the Greek tense, this suggests a decisive action. Somewhat similar to like as if I were to say something like, mortify it right now. Kill it right now. Make sure that it is dead to you. Do it at this very moment. Additionally, do it firmly. Do it firmly. And now I'm going to ask a question here. And you don't have to answer to me, but answer this to yourself. Is there anything from your former past, from before you dedicated your life to the Lord, fully dedicated your life to the Lord, that is still lingering around today? I want you to think about it right now. What could it be? I'm going to throw a couple examples right now. An old Beatle record. An LP. That's what they call them, LP, right? The black wax. Right? It's LP? Right, LP, right. Those things are worth some money right now, you know. Like some originals with the cover. The original cover. You know, I used to collect tapes, believe it or not. I never lived through the LP era. But I collected tapes. And I was, in my teenage years, I was heavily influenced with rock music. Grunge. There was a ultra-popular grunge band from Seattle that came up in the early 90s. They blew up. You might know who I'm talking about, right? The singer of that band used to smash his guitars almost at every single show that he did, right? That crazy guy. Anyways, I had a couple of his tapes. I had some other tapes, and I'm not going to name band names right now, just because it's not the place and it's not important. But that was my previous life, and I'm dead to all of that. And now I can easily walk to a store and maybe buy their CDs if I can still find a CD somewhere. I don't know if anybody sells CDs anymore. No? Everything now is a download, right? Or something like that. I have access to all of that, but am I? No. Because I don't find enjoyment in those things anymore, and I don't even want them in my possession. I don't want them in my household. I don't want it nowhere close to me. I don't want their t-shirt. I don't want a sticker. Nothing. Because this is the image of God. Right? And I fight a righteous fight. And I want every single day of my life to be a victorious day. And I want nothing to hold me back. So everything from my previous self is about to die or has already died. It's already dead. Amen. Thank you. Amen?
Amen.
Do we understand here? This is still, the battle is already won Wednesday. And the Lord right now is showing us certain things that we must do in order for us to maybe go over that hump. Old traditions, old ways, things potentially that our mom, our grandma, our great-grandma taught us that had to do with earth and nature and the spirits and all of this and the other thing. Those are all evil things. Sometimes things can come into our home in the form of an artwork. I'm going to share a quick story right now in light of what we're being talked about right now. I was watching on live, this was a little while ago, this is about maybe a year ago, maybe close to a year ago. The man of God was preaching on the live, it was a 1 hour live. And he was sharing certain things about, you know, his walk with God. And it was part of his sermon. The man of God was asked to come and pray for a couple that were newlyweds. Now, they had been dating for a while. They were a Christian couple. They knew each other for a while, and they always had a great relationship and everything. And they had a great relationship in the beginning of their marriage. And then all of a sudden, one day, they started fighting, they started arguing, and they were on the verge of breakup. Well, the apostle went to their home, and the Holy Spirit immediately showed him exactly what it was. What had happened was, prior to him getting there, a couple of weeks or so, you know, a short period of time, I don't know exactly the time, but a short period of time prior, the wife went to a store and bought a painting. A normal, harmless, general painting, and put it up on her wall. And from that day on, she started experiencing things to the point that it was affecting the marriage. So the Holy Spirit revealed, it's the painting. So, et cetera, the apostle's asking questions, this and that, blah, 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 blah. And everything is checking the box. Everything is checking the box. Yes, 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 we pray, we fast, we pray together, and we go to church, you know, whatever. I'm just throwing things, you know, we tithe, all the things that we do, right? We fast, I mean, whatever you can think of. Seemed like they were the perfect Christians. They had lived a righteous life, a blessed life, you know. But then this happened. What is it? Come to find out. Well, let me back up a little bit. The Holy Spirit reveals it. That painting right over there, that has a demonic curse on it. Come to find out, the person who painted that painting He basically cast a spell on the painting and all of his paintings. And this is what it was. He said, may everyone who buys my painting buy more paintings that I painted. That's it. He wanted his paintings to be bought over and over again by the same person. So if you bought one of my paintings, you're going to automatically be drawn to another one, and then another one. And he would say like this chant, this prayer, through all of his merchandise, in the hopes of becoming famous, in the hopes of, you know, which this is a form of witchcraft, yes. In the form of, you know, blowing up, so to speak, you know, become well known. And that brought a curse in the house of a Christian couple. And immediately, the woman, I don't know how she discarded it, but it left, and their marriage was restored again. Amen?
Amen.
Now, yes, we are speaking about being dead to the former self. But right now, the Lord had instructed me to talk about things from your former self that can have an effect in your life now. Right now. Potentially, you might have been drawn to something that when before you gave your life to Jesus, you thought nothing about it. But in all actuality, it had everything to do with spiritual warfare. Amen? Now, of course, God has already done it. God has paid the price. We are victors and everything else. But Christians still are to know this. You are to know this. And count it to be accurate. And act accordingly. Yes, we know that the sacrifice on the cross, that stands forever. We know that we have the power through the Lord Jesus. But we are not exempt from not acting and walking correctly into the perfect will of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We're going to read the Word of God here. I want you to get your Bibles right now and turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. We're going to read a good chunk right now. In plain terms, pastor's saying you ought to walk like you know. Amen?
Amen.
Act like you know. Walk like it. You know. Don't give in to the past. Are we in Romans 6?
Yes.
We're going to read verse 5, and we're going to go down. We're going to start in verse 5. Starting in verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Do we understand that? We're one with God now. Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, and we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. So, verse 11, likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. And finally, verse 14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under what?
Grace.
Amen?
Amen.
Is this making sense right now?
Yes.
In other words, you are not to live as though you are still alive to sin. But rather, sin ought to be dead to you. Amen? This is what it should happen. You are now united with God. You have this alliance with the Lord, as I preached yesterday morning, Tuesday morning, how to keep your healing. There is an alliance, there is a unity, there is a oneness that comes when you accept the Lord Jesus. So therefore, You can no longer live the same way. You cannot like the same things. You can't be around those things anymore. Those things are in the past. They are to be done away with the old life, which springs from earthly wants, earthly desires. Whatever belongs to your earthly nature is literally the members that are upon the earth, as we finish reading right now in Romans 6. This is what it means. Those are the members of the earth. But we have no parts of those members, do we? Boy, this message is for y'all. I didn't hear a single amen. Praise God. Hey, we bless the name of the Lord, that the Lord is a God of second chances. Amen. The Lord knows His church better than I know it. And if there's something in your life that needs to be changed here tonight, the Lord is saying right now, let's go ahead and do that. Let's take care of that once and for all. Can I hear one amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see, these things contrast to things that are from above. The members of the earth, they come against the things that are from above. And you want those things from above, correct?
Yes.
We want them. But we got to do away with these things from below. Colossians chapter 3, if you wish to turn there with me. I'm getting ready to read here. Colossians 3, verses 2 and verses 3, that says this. It speaks about your mind. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen? This sums everything up so eloquently. All those things that we obsessed with, that we desire, that we crave, that we obsess so greatly, by all means, let us leave that behind. But how about, Pastor, I don't obsess those things about those things anymore. Pastor, that was, you know, my old ways. I have no connections with them, but I still store them underneath of my mattress. I still have it in my closet. Excuse me. Right? How about those things? They have no effect on, matter of fact, I completely forgot about them up until tonight's message. You made me think about something that I had forgotten about for years. Well, I'll let the Holy Spirit do the talking right now, because I think I've already presented enough verses in tonight for the Holy Spirit to do the talking. Amen?
Amen.
You see, set your mind and everything about you towards the things that are above, if you're looking for that special something and you haven't received it yet. If you're fighting a fight for a long time and it's just not happening. Amen? You have died, the Word of God says. You've died to all of that. But not only that, your life is hidden. Our Lord Jesus has hidden your life with God. There's two people that's being spoken about right now. And now, do you want the Lord to hide your life with? I'm just going to use tapes right now because it's just an easy reference. I didn't have anything written down, but with your old tapes? You know, a lot of those, and I could speak about this because I understand it, I know it, I'm familiar with it, so I could talk about it eloquently. A lot of these previous artists in the past, and probably even more now, they use a huge amount of witchcraft to sell albums. You know, this, you think this dude with a little painting, you know, is doing a little something. You hear about people playing records backwards and there's like a hidden message in there, you know, for you to kill yourself or for you to, you know, set your house on fire or just subliminal, all types of subliminal messages. But artists, I know at least once upon a time, used to do a tremendous amount of witchcrafts in their music videos, and, you know, in the studio for sales, right? You listen to that song and all of a sudden, it's like a silly, no-beat, kind of lame song, but all of a sudden, you're drawn to it. Sometimes you listen to a song, and I'm going to keep everything PG right now, or G, I should say, and you get these feelings. You just get these feelings all of a sudden. It's like somebody just flipped the switch. You know what I'm talking about. What do you think these feelings are coming from all of a sudden? But just a song being played. You see there? Whatever bad mood you are, you just put on that record, and all of a sudden, that R&B, the rhythm and blues, and that little jazz, you know, maybe a little country song, whatever it might be, it just relaxes you, and you just go, and you just want to get yourself, you know, a cup of something, your favorite beverage. I'll just keep it, you know, real plain. You know, your cup of tea, you know. Oh, but I don't listen to those things anymore, Pastor. Well, why are they in your possession? If there is a spirit that lurks around that music, for when that music is played, you attract something. And even when it's not played, I wouldn't even want their T-shirt. Forget about it, right? Amen.
Amen.
Your life is hidden with God. And if you want to be a warrior, and if you want to fight, and if you want to remain strong, you have to be dead. And I mean dead to all those old things, all the previous nature. When somebody died to you, right? You want nothing to do with it? They're gone, blocked, deleted. All those things, they got to be dead to you. Amen? Our life is hidden with God, with the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen?
Amen.
You know, I wrote some notes. Man, I wanted to get to the bottom of my notes. I was like, man, right here, like, this is fire right here. But, you know, I listened to the voice of God. The Lord told me, right here is fine. So right here is fine. Do we all understand here tonight?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
I want you to hold on to what has been said tonight. And I want allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you on a one-on-one basis. Earlier, I didn't hear a single amen. All right, so the message is for everybody here tonight. Everybody. Go and do an inventory check. Not just of tangible things, but also other things that you think might be grieving the Holy Spirit. Things that you used to say, things that you used to do. Customary things. Do an inventory of total self and put to death things from the past. Amen?
Amen?
Dead to the past. We are dead to the past. There is no compromise. There's no finagling. There's no tweaking. There is no special pass. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you receive?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you so much. Lord, we adore you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your instructions here tonight. I pray, Lord, that every single one of us will take heed of these words, Lord, spoken tonight. Holy Spirit, do a great thing, Lord, in the life of the saints here right now. We thank you, Lord, that you have hid our lives with you and our Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, that we belong to you. We don't belong, Lord, to this earth. We're not from this earth. We thank you, Lord, that we are from a celestial kingdom. A kingdom, Lord, that we're going to all reign one day with you forever and ever. We thank you, Lord, for this privilege. And Lord, may we not ruin anything, Lord. May we not bring any type of grief to the Holy Spirit. Lord, we want to live a successful life. We want to live, Lord, a fruitful spiritual life. We want to bring honor and pleasure to you, Lord. And we submit to your will. And we submit to your calling. And we submit, Lord, to your instructions. Thank you, Lord, once again so very much. Lord, may we start seeing the breakthroughs all across, Lord, starting this week. In the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord, forever. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
It's time to continue to worship the Lord with our tithe and offering. Praise the Lord. Let's stretch forth our hand towards this offering. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We thank you because you are a faithful God. You are a covenant-keeping God. We thank you for all the blessings you have blessed us, O Lord. Father, we thank you for this which we have presented before you. Father, let there be open heaven. Pour more blessings upon your people, Lord. That they have to open more bank accounts to spread your gospel. Father, Lord, bless this, multiply it and increase it so that whatever we are going to do, you'll be a fruitful one in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered us. In Jesus' most wonderful name we pray. Amen.